Congratulations, Pete. An extraordinary achievement to win your second Willinga Park Gold Buckle World Championship Camp Draft. You won the inaugural event here last year, and it went right down to the wire this time.
It did, Joe. Yeah, no, it's a huge honour. It hasn't actually sunk in yet to come back 2 years in a row and to win. It's going to take a few days to sink in.
You had three entries in the final, and it was your third and final ride that got you the prize.
Yes, it's been quite a strange week. I started with 10. We bought 12 horses down, and my cousin, he rode two, and Bryony, my partner, rode one, and then I rode an outside horse for some people down here. And then, so out of the first 10, I got seven double scores in the first two rounds, but Just Jim won the first round, and then Ransom won the second round, and then this morning I had seven in the second round, and I kind of did some, never rode very well, so I was glad that my good mare come through.
Can't blame yourself too much, though. It's a tough game. It's very dependent on the cattle that you're working with. They're an interesting lot today.
They were. The cattle in general have been beautiful. I mean, both rounds on the first day and the second day, you needed 90 plus. And in any, at any level, that's a good score. Once you get 90 points plus, it's a good score. So, and then today, the cattle, there was patches in, but that's camp drafting. I mean, you've got to have a good horse, and you've got to be able to, ride good. But then you've got to get the right beast, and you've got to have a bit of luck on the day as well, Joe.
4 days travel to get here, a long journey, but you're used to that. That's what you do in your caper. And for a $100,000 prize check, the second year in a row you take that home, that'd be nice for the bank balance.
Yes, no, it is definitely nice. It's we had a really good trip down. This time we've had a great season at home. We've had some terrific drafting coming into it with the Australian Camp Draft National Finals at Greenvale. And then there were magnificent cattle there. And then we come to Paradise Lagoons last weekend and had a beautiful line of cattle there as well. So, the horses are fit and they're firing and you get your eye in and that sort of stuff. And when you've got good cattle too, it, makes it easier, doesn't it? We're very, very, very fortunate to be at Willinga Park. We've, it's a huge honour. I mean, obviously there'll be a lot more Queenslanders here next year. Pete Comiskey can win it 2 years in a row. I'm sure there's a lot more of those guys that think they will be older too. So this sport, the place is only going to go from strength to strength.
It was interesting, some of the outcomes today. We saw the lady rider, Kimberly Salmon, did very well, and she held the lead for a long time in the draw, and some other really exciting young riders coming through as well.
Absolutely. The sport's gone from strength to strength. I mean, I can remember the days when you'd go along and there'd be five riders, that never had a chance, and I'm pretty sure that there was... there wouldn't have been five riders in that final tonight, this afternoon, that couldn't have won that competition, So people are getting their horses trained well. Terry's done here at Willinga Park, he's taken camp drafting to another level. So, the people that are working the horses, the people that are shoeing the horses, training, breeding, the sale topped at 40,000 this afternoon for a lead filly. I mean, people are putting a life, they're actually making a life out of, the horse industry and the camp drafting industry right now. So what Terry's done for us is just, it's taken it to another level. And, I mean, it's somewhere where it needs to be too, don't worry. Those people, for years and years now have spent 50 cents an hour. Well, I always laugh about, they dedicate their life to breeding, getting the horses trained, getting them here for competition. And, Terry's now made it so that you actually can get that job done and make a life out of it, makes sense.
It's the fastest growing horse sport in Australia, and not surprisingly, I've thoroughly enjoyed being exposed to it over the past couple of days and with the final today. It's a really enthralling sport to watch as a spectator, and for you as a rider, quite an adrenaline-loaded time that you have, not only in the cutout but out in the arena too when it really gets to the business end of the round. What is it about camp drafting that you love so much?
There's a combination of stuff that I love about the sport. I mean, the most important thing, I guess, is the people. I'm very fortunate to go all over Australia. I do a lot of camp drafting school, clinic type activities over two days, and so I get to see a lot of the country. I mix with a lot of the people, but the people are very genuine. People around horses are lovely people, and it's something you can do as a family. I mean, obviously at Willinga Park it's at the top rate of it and that sort of stuff, but on a camp drafting in general as a week in, week out thing, I've got a five-year-old son that rides every weekend, and the junior, my little bride Bryony, she rides in the ladies in the other competitions. Then I ride, you know, and I've got, another older son that rides as well. So, you know, the whole team can go along. You take your horses, and, you know, it's about the horse. You've got to get your horse trained. It's about getting him fed, getting him prudent, you know, like, and getting there as a family. It's something you can all do together. And it is, while you say it's fun and adrenaline, it's just something like golf. It's one day you can be really good, and the next day, you know, within the day, you can be really bad as well. So it's just one of those sports, and that's why, you know, people all over Australia are loving it so much, because it's so addictive, you know. Like, once you get that horse, it's all about the damn horse and getting there and getting the next run and getting the beast. And, yeah, it's quite involved, you know. Like, when you go down there together and you pick out the beast, and then you've just got to chase him just at the right direction and at the right speed, and there's a hell of a lot in it, Joe. She's very addictive.
And you experienced the highs and lows in the final with your three entries, because the first two horses you're on got what they call cracked off, for our audience that don't understand what that means.
Yes.
It means that you were unable to complete the course.
Exactly.
So how are you feeling going into your third and final opportunity?
That's where you need to be confident, I suppose. I was very lucky. I rode in on my first horse, and I just might have just went a bit hard at him, you know, and the beast took off and he went a bit fast and I lost it, and then went in my next horse, and then I went a little probably hesitant, you know, like you get a little bit defensive then. And the mare that I did win on, though, she's a half-sister to the mare that won last year. She's out of the same mare, and this one's by Con Man. Obviously, the last one was by Acres Destiny. You know, so I have a lot of confidence on the mare. The steer, you know, I sort of changed my thoughts on the steer too. I took a bit faster steer. I mean, obviously I needed to ride to win, so it was just lucky. And last year I was coming into the gate on Paris and I nearly left it too late, nearly missed it, and I nearly did the same thing again today. But when you do that and then you get the good gate, that was probably the clincher, if that makes sense.
It was tight too, because you won by 0.3 of a point.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's the thing about that is there's no pressure on the judges then. I mean, you know, you actually get the win, you know. So, yeah, we find that that's a very, very, the best system. You know, those three guys, three minds, they see it how they are. It's on an average. It comes down to that. I mean, if there was one guy out there giving one guy $100,000, it comes down to one opinion, but that's three opinions. So, you know, Olympic standards say that, you know, that's the safest, the fairest way, if that makes sense, Joe. Yeah.
22 national titles you've won. You have no peer in this sport, and possibly the most dominant rider in Australian camp drafting history. Do you stop and smell the roses sometimes to acknowledge your achievements?
Not too often yet, but I plan to soon. I'm, you know, obviously slowing down a lot as competition-wise. I'm trying to do more as far as, you know, the school stuff. I mean, you know, whilst the sport is growing so quickly, you've got to have the safety side of it, you know. So if you can get someone that's at the top of it like I am, I suppose, to go there for weekends, it's going to make it a lot safer place, you know, to teach people how to control the horse, how to control the beast, and how to go about it and, you know, genuinely get it, you know, make it a safer place, you know. So that's one of my goals, to do more clinics, I suppose, more, you know, what I can do. I mean, I've got a young family as well. I've got, four beautiful children. Got to spend some time with them. I've got a cattle property, a couple of thousand head of cattle on it as well, you know. So obviously we have a big operation to run, but I don't go every week now. I'm just going to go to the Willinga Parks and the Conda Mines and the Warwick Gold Cups and the Paradise Lagoons and the National Finals. I'd love to support camp drafting as much, but as far as going every week, I'm just steadied up a little bit in that way, I suppose. Moving forward, question I guess you asked, do you smell the roses? We've got, we try and make a bit of family time, Christmas time and that sort of thing, get away and spend a bit of time together, hey, but it's all about these damn horses, and the kids are so involved with them, and Ronnie has got a real love for the horses, as my family do too, so, you know, cattle property is always something to do on it, so, it's a busy lifestyle.
And you... wife, she plays a very big role in the success story. She trains and works a lot of the horses and competes.
Bryony's very dedicated to our operation. She's we have obviously staff that look after her. We have a big swim set up at home where we're swimming our horses a lot to keep them for the fitness. She's into, you know, very involved in the feeding operation, the looking after, the breeding. You know, obviously we prepare horses for sale. We I've got a tight schedule too as well to get away and to do clinics and all that sort of stuff, and she organises a calendar for me, so which is not that easy either because I'm such a busy person. So she does a huge job, and she enjoys it very much. She loves the horses as well, so her parents have come from cattle property, and she's a very keen horse lady. So she's actually having a run this afternoon, and running an 89.6 on the first day. So, she enjoys the home.
Yeah. What is it that gives you the edge, apart from the sheer talent that you have and the hard work you obviously put in? I mean, it is so competitive out there, and to be as dominant as you are in sport is quite remarkable.
I guess I've been very fortunate to have good horses. Rod Nairn Carpenter from Springshaw, I've been involved with since I was about 12 year old, and they've got a very good bloodline of horses, I suppose, and the two mares are out of their mare, Roni's Checks, that I've won these two world championships on. Plenty of hard work, like you said, dedication to the sport, I guess, is another thing, and then keep on turning up, and it's just one of those things, I guess, all the time. We do a lot of training with it as well, so it's like anyone as a footballer or as a tennis player or whatever. I mean, it's whatever you put into it, you get out of it, So my team put 110 into it, So I guess, to answer your question, I suppose hard damn work, I suppose, mate. Yeah, that's about it.
So these horses that you compete on at this level,
yes,
are they doing much genuine cattle work back on the station?
Only turning out. We do a lot of turning out. We've obviously got big laneways set up, and those old horses will go, on light work. Mostly they'll swum, they're trotted in sand. That, most of the work today, I would say 85% of the work is artificial today. So, but where we can get an operation, have a nice little steady ride around the property and all that sort of stuff, they get that. But most of our focus is getting the younger horses going and that sort of stuff, So, to answer your question, I suppose we try and do as much steady riding at home as we do. We always call it a maintenance thing, and I always say if you can't work a horse 3 days a week, don't take him to the camp draft, if that makes sense, So, and I try and stick by that. I mean, the 3 out of the 4 days coming down in the afternoon, I would trot those horses. Mm. They would go in the sand and they'd get a trot around, and they've got to have a relationship with you, I suppose, and I always say to people, the only thing that I would change if I had my my career over again is I wouldn't have rode as many horses that I didn't get along with. So, I talk about a 3 months, 30 ride, whatever that period is. If I get a horse and I poke along and I don't want to ride that horse every day, I wouldn't bother, I mean, it's not to say the horse hasn't got the ability or anything like that, but there's a huge amount in a relationship with a horse, if that makes sense.
Well, clearly you've got the right relationship with Brittany, the horse you rode to victory today. It was interesting meeting up with you shortly after the presentation and being around that filly. They're quite revvy, aren't they, these horses? I mean, they are supercharged equine athletes, and it wasn't dissimilar to being next to a racehorse after it's raced.
Absolutely. She's probably, she's on the hotter side of it, though. Her mother was very, not so much hot, but she was a mare, very sensitive horse, So Paris at one last year, similar. She's by Agus Destiny. This one by Conman, so more back to the thoroughbred. So, she's more the thoroughbred type. She's very fit. Obviously, I've been up to the Gulf lately to Greenvale and then to Paradise. She won one big one and run fourth in the other one at Paradise. She's that thoroughbred-y type, fit, fast. And, I mean, that was the only thing that actually got away with it today is because she's so fast. Mm. She got that bullock was really fast and, she could get around him. And over the 4 rounds, she did that for me, So, she's been a very, very good horse to me. At Greenvale the other day, it was 1 point behind. And then she won one at Paradise, and then she got a fourth in the major one there as well, So she's a consistent horse. She's 11-year-old, the right age. I suppose that's the biggest thing in camp drafting is, horses have got to come of age. They've got to be mentally strong for it. Even though she's a hot mare, when she gets in there and the beast comes out and you get it on its own, she's really signs on and goes at it sort of thing, So
the feed delivery truck's just driving past us here, Pete, and she'll be having a well-earned biscuit of hay tonight, I'm sure, and a bit more You'll pack the truck up tonight and depart for Nebo in Queensland tomorrow. How long will it take you to get home?
4 days. Yeah, we do 8-hour days in the truck going north. So I'll just sort of be Cara tomorrow night. I spend the morning with Terry Snow tomorrow and check out what he's done in the last 12 months. He takes me on tour and we poke around and, you know, obviously looking at next year's program and what's going to make it better and all that sort of stuff. So fantastic team here at Willinga Park. So I poke along there for half a day. I'll go to Cara tomorrow night and then I'll be somewhere like Tamworth on, Monday night, and then Taroom in Queensland Tuesday night and Nebo Wednesday night. Hopefully that's the plan at this stage anyway.
How many miles do you reckon you clock up every year? Too many to count, probably.
35,000.
All right.
Yes, no, 30 to 35,000. The truck now is exactly 12 months old and it's done 30,000, so that's about what we do. Yeah, I suppose steadying up a little bit on the camp drafting and more aeroplane, you know, to the clinics and that sort of stuff, steadied up a bit. I used to do 35 camp drafts one time, so that's sort of steadied back to about 15, I suppose. But, we still really enjoy as a family to get away. My parents are here. They've come down from Capella, and then Bryony's folks are here as well. They've come from Barabra, New South Wales. Quite a family type event, you know. My brother's at Dingo, and he's had an injury. He's hurt his hand bad, and so he couldn't make the trip down this year, but he will be down there next year.
Really lovely to meet you. Congratulations on your success again in this event today. It's wonderful to see what Terry Snow is doing for this sport, and athletes and riders like you are really helping to profile the sport as well. It's no surprise it's growing at the rate it is.
Yes, no, it's a fantastic sport. Thank you very much for having us here, and we'll definitely look forward to catching up next year.
Safe travels all the way home.
Thank you very much.